Hey friend, it's your girl Tia here with Tia Talks, and today we're going to talk about the I want to see my kids ass nigga, okay? So, you with him, he turned out to be not what you thought he was going to be. Y'all have a child together, y'all have multiple children together, and he's just not giving what it's supposed to give as far as a man and as far as a father. And you guys are no longer together, and he hits you with the I want to see my son after being MIA for however long he wants to be MIA. Should you or should you not let him see his child? Now, okay, let's break this down, because a lot of people like to say, oh, she bitter, she getting the kids involved, whoop the bam. But let's be honest and let's talk about all parties involved. So in this instance, in this example, we're going to use one woman, one child, and one man. Okay, so the woman and the man are no longer together for whatever reason. Okay, it just didn't work out, right? Okay, so now he's MIA, he's out with his friends, he's out with his family, he's doing what he wants to do, he's dating, he's doing him, living his best life. Now he, you know, contacts the mother. Oh, I want to see my son. He wants to see his son now. You got other shit going on. So you say, no. Are you wrong? In my opinion. Again, this is in my opinion. No. Because your child is not a plaything, a toy that he can pick up whenever it is he wants to pick it up and be a father. No, that is not fair. So if you are the primary default parent and you're raising your child 24/7 and he decides, oh, all of a sudden I forgot I had a child, I remember him now or her now, I want to see them. No, that's not how it works. You can set up a time and then you can see your child. It's not whenever it is you feel like it, or just because you know where the mother lives that you can pop up at any time and see your son. The mother now has a life that does not involve the father, and maybe she's moved on, and you cannot just pop up anywhere just because your son lives there. You do not own her. You don't even own your child. You don't even take care of your child. So in my opinion, as women, we need to be more mindful who we have kids with. But sometimes you just don't know. Okay, kids are beautiful. Doesn't matter. Maybe that was your only purpose, is to have a child. That's it. Not to be together. Sometimes staying together is more toxic for the child. Okay, so now we're going to talk about the third party involved, which is the child. So a man wants to walk in and out of a child's life whenever it is they feel like it, because it makes them feel better. What men usually do is, when it benefits them, they want to see their child. When they're bored or they can tell that the woman is moving on, the woman's not paying them any mind, not paying any attention, they want to come and they want to do emotional pulls, and they want to pop up and they want to see their son because the son is tied, or the son or daughter or the child is tied to the mother. So they want to try to reel them back in and keep that door open because they're playing. Okay? They're playing. If you want to see your son, or your daughter, you need to grow up and be a man. And 50-50, because she did not make that child by herself. That's where 50-50 come from. Not 50-50 splitting the bills and y'all together. No, 50-50 of the responsibility with a child. If you are not able to do 50-50 responsibility, then you need to come with that moolah. Okay? Because you got money for shoes, you got money for club, you got money for bottles, you got money for everything else. But when it comes to your child, you want to do bare minimum. So it's not really giving man, it's not really giving father. Because a man who's able to lay down and procreate and not use any contraceptives, okay, because let's be real, men are the ones who are out here planting seeds, making babies. But women are the one that's supposed to, you know, be on birth control and all this, when a woman can only be pregnant one at a time. I mean, you know, if she have twins, triplets, something like that. But a man can be out and get a woman pregnant every day and have 20, 30, 40, 100 children out here. But a woman can only have one child at a time, 9 months. 9 months, 9 months. It takes her 9 months to have a child. But we're so worried about policing women. when men are the ones who really need to be policed. But anyways, that's another story. I'm going to even get into all of that. But, oh, I want to see my child. If he's not giving man vibes, if he's not giving father vibes, then it's really not beneficial for your child. What you're teaching your child is, let's say you have a daughter. This is how a man is supposed to treat a woman. Because the daughter's looking, this is the first man that she will ever love. And it's going to be the first man who's going to break her heart, because he's going to think that he can come in and out like a revolving door whenever it is he feels like it. What is that teaching the daughter? What is that teaching her about relationships for her future? What is that teaching her? And if you have a son, what is that teaching him? If the man is very toxic, what is that teaching your children? I want to see my son. He's not a button. He's not a toy. You want to see him for what exactly? What do you want to see him or her for? What are you going to do? What is going to be gained by seeing them? What are they going to gain? They're going to be happy momentarily by seeing you. And then they're going to be sad when you leave. And then who's going to be left to pick up the pieces and the hurt and the rejection that they will feel? The mother. So she is not wrong. Not that she's withholding her child from you. But if you're going to be a part-time father, then it's best that you just be non-existent, because in my opinion, it's best to not know your father and wonder who he is, what he's like, than to know him and feel rejected by him. So I want to see my child is some bullshit emotional pull. A man that's been out in the world, he feels depleted, he's bored. And now all of a sudden he wants to see his son because it's self-fulfilling for himself. Not for the child, not for the mother, but for himself. And I'm not talking about all men, disclaimer, not all men, but too many in our community. Because it's just not giving what it's supposed to give when it comes to fathers, and everyone's getting a pass and, oh, they should know their father. They should know their father for what? What does he bring? How is he going to change and impact the child's life in a positive way? Just knowing him and he's a bum is what? It's more harm than good. It's mediocre. You have a lot of kids that walk around that know exactly who their father is, live in the same city, and they're worse off than someone who didn't know their father at all. So, I mean, this will all be avoided if you screen your dude the right way and try to have, you know, a child with someone who is of value and who has family core values. But you never know. Again, it's your girl Tia here with Tia Talks. Thanks for listening. Peace.